You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
It seems time does not pass in some Central American countries. U.S. fruit companies operating in Guatemala, for instance, are carrying out their business with the same impunity they had in the 20th century and continue disregarding the labor laws in force. This is what six Guatemalan unions denounced. The unions are made up by workers of Cobiwa Company, subsidiary of multinational company Chiquita Brands, the name adopted by notorious United Fruit Company. The workers accuse the company of serious and permanent labor rights violations, and death threats against union leaders are peasants. In fact, Leonel Pérez Lara, member of the political council of the Guatemalan Unionist, Indigenous and Peasant Movement, has been threatened by unknown people. This has to be added to the fact that since January 2007, 43 union and peasant leaders have been murdered by paramilitary forces linked to private companies and the government. The Guatemalan unions have denounced this situation before the International Labor Organization and asked for the solidarity of other international organizations. International Trade Union Confederation Secretary General Guy Ryder sent a letter to President Álvaro Colom and fruit multinational companies to demand the companies to respect union and labor rights. According to the TUC's website, Guatemalan workers denounce that Chiquita's local representatives constantly threaten with closing work centers in case union measures are adopted. United Fruit can be linked with some of the most tragic chapters of the history of Central America. Its influence on the U.S. government and the CIA contributed to the ousting of Guatemalan President Jacobo Arbenz Guzmán after he promoted in 1954 a law to expropriate great extensions of land to grant to the agrarian reform.
You're listening to Real World News.